Oh, yes. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Yeah, I don't have headphones on.
La 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 la.
Okay, let's go.
Should we hit Falky, you wanna just go ahead and hit that other button? The new segment alert button, even though it's not a new segment, it's headlines.
Yeah, hit that button.
Let's get into headlines.
Okay.
All right, so first headline, bringing
both of us.
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners do too. Once we get like everything figured out after this first week, we'll actually have like hotkeys and stuff. But as of right now, we're just making hand noises. I'm sure we have a bumper in there for breaking news or headlines or something, probably. But we can't plagiarize other shows.
Yeah, I don't care.
First headline comes to us from TMZ, so you know it's official.
It's real.
Josh Martinez off All-Star season of Big Brother. False positive COVID test?
Oh, no.
Does it pique your interest at all?
No.
Big Brother fans hoping to see Josh Martinez on the new All-Star season are disappointed, but super cautious producers pulled him out of the house over fear of possibly false positive COVID test. Do I have your interest?
No.
BB season 22 premiered Wednesday night with No Josh. Winner
BB,
of
that's what the fans call it, BB.
Big Brother.
I've never watched that show. It looks awful.
Apparently Houston Kress really likes
show
it.
Looks awful.
I don't know if he really likes reality it or if TV he's just show, trying to get into it.
Reality TV show is garbage.
I never understood why there was a show named after the government.
Yeah.
And it's not even a cop show. It's so misleading.
Yeah,
like, that's false advertisement. I thought it was going to be like an Eric Snowden documentary.
Yeah, I thought Big Brother was going to be like a dystopian government.
Speaking of Eric Snowden.
That's a quick jump from the article.
Doesn't Folky kind of look like Eric Snowden now that you think about it?
Look at me, Folky.
Like, just like very low and just very
no,
low key.
No, not at all.
Just like just a white kid with glasses. Does he not? Maybe I'm remembering Eric Snowden. I was like seven
dude,
when that was a dude.
He does not look
not
like
at, all.
At all.
Maybe
not
I'm
close.
Tripping.
Not
maybe
close.
I'm tripping.
Not even close.
BB season 22 premiered Wednesday night with No Josh, winner season 19. And TMZ learned how he got yanked from the cast due to one. Yeah, he looks nothing like Folky.
Yeah,
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I'm tripping. He got yanked from the cast due to one positive test whilst he sequestering for the new season a couple weeks ago. Now, according to the production sources, after that positive test, Josh was tested again several times that week and had all negative results. Man, I'm just reading this and realizing, why is Big Brother getting such special? Like, is Big Brother that really, like, that big of a program?
Apparently, yeah. Like, apparently Big Brother's a big program.
Like, it's season 22 of BB.
Yeah, BB.
And they're getting, they're getting better treatment than, like, according to East Carolina or Eastern Kentucky's kicker college football players.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Brother, a lot of people like it for some reason. I mean, a lot of people like some weird stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people like listening to us talk about sports.
A lot.
A good lot. Amount. Person likes listening to us talk. We like listening to us talk about sports.
Love you, Moondog.
All right, who's got next headline?
I'll go next. A 13-year-old swimmer becomes the youngest to cross Lake Tahoe. 13-year-old boy swam 12 miles across Lake Tahoe.
12 miles?
12 miles.
I don't know if I've swam 12 miles
in
my whole
life.
Entire life. Yeah,
yeah,
like combined.
I doubt I have.
Yeah. Damn, 12.
Who's, number one, where are these parents? Who are these parents?
Well, that's Aquaman.
This might be Aquaman's kid. That's actually a really good point. Because who...
Okay.
He swam for 7 hours.
Do you not get hungry?
God, you know what? He got out of the lake, and then he went and ate like a sandwich with chips in it, and like the water from his hand made the sandwich just a little soggy. That every person in this room can relate to that. After
when
you swim, and then
you get fried bologna
sandwiches.
Oh.
And it's got chips in it.
Oh.
That's a good one.
No, I'm just imagining, like, you know how, like, at races and stuff, they have those, like, water tents where, you like, kids throw cups of water at you and, like, you drop them and spill them all over yourselves. Have you ever ran a marathon or anything? Either of you big runners?
Do I look like I ran a marathon?
No. Have you ever?
5Ks.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Water tables where people, like, try to pass out water, but you never grab it cleanly.
Yeah.
It's like a, it's like a terrible baton toss. Yeah. I just, like, am picturing, like, a dinghy boat, like, just, like, stationed out at, like, each mile marker, just, like, dumping more water on him.
Yeah, I think they followed him in a boat so he wouldn't die, which makes sense.
What happens if he, like, stops, gets tired, and you actually run over the kid?
He's dead. Oh, a fitting name. Just
Finn?
First name James, last name
Waters?
Savage.
James Savage.
Swims 12 miles at the age of 13. This is called the Godfather Swim.
The Godfather Swim?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Like, do you have to kiss a ring at the end of it?
I think it's because if you don't make it, you swim with the fishes.
That would make sense.
Sleep with the fishes. You're already swimming with the fishes, whether you make it or not.
Folky, yeah. Give me your headline. That was a good one, by the way.
Yeah. Kid, wait a minute.
Folky, stop.
I'm very sorry.
Why would you interrupt Tucker like that?
This kid, okay, so in 2019, he swam a 10.5-mile swim, and now he's about to do a 21.3-mile swim. And he would be the youngest person to complete the Tahoe Triple Crown, a title currently held by a 15-year-old. Who are these young kids swimming 20 miles at a time? Who are these kids?
Where is Lake Tahoe? Does anybody know? That seems like a middle...
Colorado.
It seems like a Midwestern thing.
No, it's definitely far. No, it's in Lake Tahoe's in California.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up real quick.
Lake Tahoe's in California.
Are you sure?
Bet me.
$6. It is along the state line
of
California and Nevada.
Boom.
So I owe you $3.
I'm in there. No, I don't want your money.
You don't want my pity?
I don't want your money.
All right, Folky, give me that headline. Sorry for actually, no, you should apologize to Tucker. I don't know why I'm apologizing to you.
No, it's okay, Folky. Go ahead.
It's yes, okay.
It I forgive you.
Thank you. An escaped ostrich runs loose through residential neighborhood. And there's a video. And he's just like...
Was he attacking people? I know ostriches are really aggressive. No. Y'all ever been to like one of those drive-through petting zoos? Or like one of those drive-through like zoos?
Like a safari?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
ostriches will get aggressive.
I didn't go...
Whole head in the car, like pecking everybody.
I didn't do
terrifying birds.
Yeah, I didn't do the one that was in the cars. I did a safari at Disney.
Oh, look in Animal Kingdom. Will, you're so cool. Wow.
I went to the zoo once.
Yeah, I've been to the zoo like twice.
Yeah, you want to know another fun fact about me? I went to zoo camp for 4 years when I was...
What's zoo camp?
For 4 years?
Yeah, you don't even know what it is. That's how secret it is, bro. My grandma was a zookeeper for a while,
God, this
so
guy
I got
flexing.
Free admission.
This guy flexing on us.
I got free admission to zoo camp. Got to go help clean the tiger exhibit.
Well, Will, I don't know if you know this or not, but like my dad works at Nintendo, and he says, you know, I can get whatever games I want.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that ostrich coming, Folky?
He wasn't attacking anybody.
He was
just chilling?
Docile?
No, he was just like running through the street like he was just like
was
a regular car.
He was just running through the six
like
with his... I don't know if we can say that.
Why?
Why not?
With my woes?
Yeah, woes.
Bad word?
No, that's not a bad word.
Running through the six? It's a good song. Sorry, I keep getting distracted.
Our demographic is way too...
They're very confused right now. They're so confused right now.
We can't throw Drake lyrics into our show.
You know how it goes.
It scares them.
So he was just a docile bird sprinting up and down streets?
Yeah, so did he get arrested? Like, did they take this bird in?
Yeah, they put the handcuffs around its wings. And they put it in the back of a standard cop car.
Oh, that's screwed up, man. He's too big for that. His neck, they probably slammed the door and his head was still hanging out.
Bro, what do you think ostrich tastes like?
Not good, bro.
Like, you just said wings, and it instantly made me think of, like they must have some meat. Like, you know how we eat chicken wings? And we're eating, like, snack-sized stuff. Why are we not eating T-bone size wings?
I don't want to think about ostrich meat, dude.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about their wings.
Yeah. They can't be good. They're too big. Like, if a fish gets too big, you don't want to eat it because it's, like, too big.
I don't like fish.
Okay, well. folky, you know, like if you catch a fish in the lake and it's too big, you can't eat it. I think that's how an ostrich is. It's too big. I mean, it would be neat to see an ostrich wing, like tossed in buffalo
sauce. It would be neat
to
see a dead ostrich.
And it's like the size of just, like, my wingspan. It's just this giant drumstick. Yeah, you could feed
Just think about it. Like, you know how big turkey legs are? Imagine an ostrich leg, bro.
Ostrich leg. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the hip part does have some meat on it.
Well, that's what a turkey leg is.
Yeah, you're right.
Turkey legs, you get most of the shin, and then it's hip meat.
Turkey shins. Yeah.
You got another headline?
I did have another one. Yeah, let me pull it up really quick.
I mean, I can pull up one more. It's just not as funny.
I'm just gonna run through here. A radio host in Australia set up the.
You scared me for a second when you said a radio host.
Oh yeah, his name is Will Stevens, and he's canceled.
Been there, done that.
An Australian radio host set up a Hot Wheels track on a rural road and broke a Guinness World Record by making a toy car travel down about how many feet of track, Will? What's the Guinness World Record now?
What was it beforehand, or what was it now? What did he do?
What is it now? Like, what would you think would be the record?
I'm guessing it's not a mile, or anywhere close to a mile, because they would have put it in miles.
Yeah, you're right.
So, 600 feet?
2,624 feet.
That's more than a mile.
Isn't a mile 5,280?
I thought a mile was a lot less than that, but maybe you're right.
I've seen Remember the Titans. I'm pretty sure he says 5,280 feet. I want you to count those steps. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. No, I'm going to believe you. Did he get any reward?
No, he didn't get a reward, but there's a video of it on Instagram. It looks really cool. The original record was 2,176 feet, which was in Pennsylvania.
Huh.
So our title as America for longest Hot Wheels track has been stolen.
Hot seat, patriotism.
Yeah. This guy tried for 3 days straight and had more than 20 attempts trying to get it to go all the way down.
How do you go for 3 days straight and only get 20 attempts rocked out?
Yeah, what an idiot.
What's going on there?
Just grab the car, take it back to the front. I guess he had to redo the track to try and make it to where it would work.
Yeah, but if you only have 20 attempts, that's probably saying you adjusted the track 20 times. Why would you not get a second opinion on, like, maybe you just hit a bad bump? Yeah, you don't have to adjust the track every time you mess up. That seems irresponsible.
Yeah, this guy seems like an idiot. Maybe we should have tried harder in America to keep this.
Nah, I mean, it's toys, man.
You know what?
I would rather have the real world. I would rather have the real world records. The real world records, the one that matter.
You know what, Will?
Like longest fingernails.
We're radio hosts.
We are radio hosts.
By God, let's go get some Hot Wheels and let's freaking alpha this Australian guy.
I'll one up you.
How far is 2,764? How long is that? How far is that? How many?
I will say there is someone already planning on doing that here at this station to break that record.
Is it a member of the drive?
It is.
Is it Bear?
Did you guys talk about this on the drive?
We did.
Really? Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Why would you?
Halfway through the story.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well,
in the show.
I don't
want to
be
show.
A buzzkill.
All right.
Who's trying to do it? No.
That was a great night.
Shut up. Who's trying to do it?
A bear talked about it.
I called it. I said that. Yeah.
I would work together. The drive and overtime. Like this road out here.
That's what they said. Yeah.
We could do just one. Just zoop straight down. We would have a world record. That. Like nothing.
You got a point.
We would.
I mean,
have
you're making a point.
The hardest part would be buying the track.
I mean,
just paying the money.
I'm sure Trey and Russ have
That's
money.
Where Trey
They're adults.
Opted out of it.
The money.
They're adults.
Trey opted out on the money.
But he said he just didn't want to go to the store and buy that much Hot Wheel track.
Well, I don't need him to go to the store. I just need his credit card.
It's under half a mile.
Okay.
It's 0.49 miles.
Yeah, that road out there, you would have to make it curve if you're using that road out there. It's not point.
Yeah.
We could probably, I mean, we could just rent the interstate for a day.
Rent the interstate? The interstate's too flat, dude.
That's a good point.
Need a hill.
That's a good point.
You could probably, yeah, but this goes back uphill. But if we could use this hill out front, make it come down, curve, make it up the next hill, and then go down, we got it. We're golden.
So Golden State Warrior star Stephen Curry is now an equity partner in a beverage company.
Yeah, Oxygen, water. I keep track of my point guard.
Way to just steal my headline. Jesus. Just completely.
Yep.
I was letting you talk about your toys, and you
Tell
just stepped. No,
Tell
you just stepped all over.
I literally know nothing.
I'm going to go to a different headline.
I know nothing
headline.
About the water.
I'm going to a different headline. FBI agents executed a federal search warrant at a YouTube celebrity, Jake Paul's, home.
Okay, this is a much better headline. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that is a great question.
Do you know?
I watched this.
Have you seen this, Folky? Yeah,
I watched
the feds.
I watched this like 1 minute video done by KFC at Barstool, and it kind of explained it. I mean, and it was mainly opinion based. So let's go in by saying that.
One thing he said was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Who needs a sniper rifle? Yeah, I'm sure it was literally just a rifle with a scope.
No. They were. I don't know if you saw the videos. They were pulling out heavy artillery out of this guy's house.
Okay, I would like to say, you cannot tell whether a gun is fully automatic based off its appearance.
No, I'm not saying that.
I know that.
I'm just saying
there was some between a 308 big sniper guns. Rifle and a 308 hunting rifle. They just look different.
Yeah, but these are some big guns.
Yeah.
That probably shouldn't be in the hands of someone who is in trouble with the law.
That's a good point. He's on probation, right?
I'm not positive about that, but I do know he was. He's been throwing Corona parties. He's been doing a lot of things that the mayor of Calabasas has been really upset about. And his response to the mayor of Calabasas was basically just like, "Well, no one really knows what's going on, so I'm just going to keep living my life as normal, throwing wild mansion parties."
Yeah.
And I have no idea what was really going on there. I mean, this could postpone his fight with. Nate Robinson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a law enforcement official confirms to CNN that FBI agents executed a federal search warrant on at the Calabasas, California home of YouTube celebrity Jake Paul Wednesday. FBI Public Affairs Specialist Laura, I'm not going to pronounce her last name, tells CNN the search is in connection with an ongoing investigation. The affidavit is apparently being sealed as of right now, and they're not commenting on the investigation in any matter. According to CNN, no arrests are planned. Apparently, his Arizona charges were dismissed when he was seen at the Scottsdale.
Windows.
Well, I mean, he wasn't on video doing that, but there it was happening at the same time that he was at the mall.
He was there.
Yeah. So guilty by association, but those charges were dismissed. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
He also had a giant party.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stupid things. Yeah. I think it was mainly
he's the idiot in the headlines.
Yeah, I think it was mainly the RICO that they could get him on of just. A lot of things he's been doing, and they finally got him on one thing. FBI don't come knocking unless they're knocking for a reason.
He's lucky he wasn't there.
Was he not there?
He was not home. Okay. He was not home.
I didn't see anything about that.
Yeah.
You guys got any more headlines?
I don't know if I have one.
Folky, you got another one?
A guy caught a really big trout in Utah.
He couldn't eat it, though, because it was probably too big.
You do not even want to eat this fish. How big do you think a really big trout is? It's a state record in Utah.
I'd probably say, 19 pounds?
53.
Jesus Christ.
It's a fat fella. Look at this.
Jesus Christ.
Look at this giant trout.
I don't know how big trout get.
Well, look how big this fella is.
Oh, wow.
It's a thick boy. Have you seen it, Folky?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's a thick boy.
That's a swordfish without the nose.
It's literally just ridiculously fat. Yeah.
That's a thick. That's the Kyle Lowry of fish right there.
I didn't
know
trout could get that big. That is a Kyle Lowry fish. Yeah, for sure.
All right, go ahead, Folky. If you got another one.
You can buy an ostrich wing, a 16-ounce ostrich wing, for $12.95.
Only $12.95?
It's 16 ounces?
Yep.
One wing?
It's a pound?
Mm-hmm. American you wanna go in on this with me? Farms.com.
You want to go in on this with me?
How much are they?
You need
$12.95?
You're going in on a $12.95.
I was about to say, you ain't got that, buddy?
Well, I'm not going to share if no one's going in with me.
Won't we get two ostrich wings?
Why would we get two when 16 ounces is perfectly enough meat for the both of us? How's it look?
I googled buffalo ostrich wings. There's a video of a guy roasting an entire ostrich.
The feathers and all?
I mean, he defeathered it.
Oh, okay.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Does it look good?
No. It looks naked and gross. It's not. It's uncooked.
Oh, well, that would make sense why it looks... Does it just look like chicken?
No, it looks like another... It looks like something out of Star Wars, bro. Look at that disgusting thing. I mean, it kind of looks like a chicken.
It kind of looks pretty good,
kind of looks like a turkey, but what is... Look at the neck.
It's a swan.
They cut its head off.
And that concludes headlines, dude. We're, during this break, we're going to go see if we can get some ostrich wings in here. Maybe call up some wing restaurants around the area. 865-546-8200 if you want to hop on with us. 865-546-8200. Overtime on Van Run Radio. We'll be coming back right after this break. Oh, God, that's big.
Yeah, go ahead, Foggy. Take us out. We'll tell them about it later.
Hey, it's Jamie with Olben Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike, and you've heard that it's easy in a Mitsubishi. You may also have heard that supply for some new vehicles is low across the board. Well, not at Olben Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike. We have brand new Mitsubishis in stock and plenty of supply at the Olben Franklin Motors price, which is $8,000 off of addendum. We have a huge selection of new Mitsubishis in the color and options that you want. It's easy in a Mitsubishi, and it's what East Tennessee has come to rely on from Olben Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike. Remember, we own the bank, and we'll get you financed, no matter what your credit history looks like. We believe that you deserve a new car at an affordable price, $8,000 off of addendum, and we have plenty of new Mitsubishis in stock. So come on down to Olben Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike, or call us, or visit OlbenFranklinMotors.com. No matter which way you decide to shop, you can rest assured that Olben Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike will take care of you. Because it's easy in a Mitsubishi. Olben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, across from Chop House, 693-9315. OlbenFranklinMotors.com. It's easy in a Mitsubishi.
Hey, it's 4-9.
I have found a picture of a little girl. It appears to be a very old picture, but she is holding up the butchered leg of an ostrich, and it is taller than her.
And we can only assume that's Australia.
Has to be. Why? This is definitely Midwestern, bro.
Ostriches?
Yeah.
Are there ostriches in the Midwest?
I don't know, man.
There is no way there. No.
Midwest America?
There's
half them out there, man.
There is no way there.
Escape from the zoo.
There might be ostrich farms, but there is no way there is native ostriches. I was talking about natively. That has to be Australia.
Okay. I was just saying, like, what this picture looks like, it would be somebody from, like, Nebraska in, like.
No, that looks like an Australian prairie land.
You see a 15-foot circle. And that is grass. Australia, they don't have grass there.
They don't have grass. They don't have ostriches.
Nope.
Preposterous. Your next thing you're going to tell me is they don't have kangaroos.
It's a myth.
Oh. And next thing you're going to tell me is they don't flush the toilets backwards.
Well, they flush the toilet regular. It just goes backwards. Goes counterclockwise. I think that's true.
I'll believe you for the most part, I guess. We can do a little score update real quick. The Braves are leading over the Blue Jays in the top of the second, 2-0. Top of the fifth, Indians are up against your Reds,
1-0. I haven't even looked. I don't want
to know. They're 1-0 up right now. The Phillies-Marlins game postponed still. Live at the top of the second. Royals up 1-0 over the Cubs. Clippers tied with the Mavs right now, 34s. Golden Knights are losing 1-0 to the Blues right now. And the A's defeated the Rangers today, 4-6.
Nice.
It's really all the scores I got for you.
You really care about baseball, too.
God, I hate baseball. I try to like it, man. I really do.
Did you play baseball growing up?
I did.
And that's made you hate it.
No, I didn't like it then. But I fun fact, I only have one kidney. I had a bunch of birth defects when I was really young. And so I was never allowed to play contact sports. And football was always my favorite sport growing up.
Yeah.
And so I always just played every single other sport I was allowed to play. So I played I played soccer, baseball, basketball, dabbled in tennis. I've never swung a golf club, though.
Oh, golf is fun, man. We got to get
I'm sure it would be a lot of fun.
Golf's a good time to just go with the buddies, just take it easy.
I had a little bit of animosity towards it when I was young.
It'll piss you off real bad because you suck.
Yeah, and when I was young, I thought it was the most boring game ever, and now that I found out what alcohol is, it seems like the most fun game ever.
How old are you, Will?
I mean, I found out what it is. It doesn't mean I've drank it. I just know what it is now. You guys explained it to me during the Teach Will segment.
We did teach you about alcohol. I forgot about that.
And I mean.
And you would never.
Not until I'm 21.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, going through here.
Otherwise, you go to jail.
No, whoever bought it for me goes to jail because I'm a snitch. What are you?
Folky's just dropping knowledge on me over here.
Folky, what are you dropping over here? You got it, Folky. If you got knowledge,
he's got the biggest grin I've ever seen on his face.
If you got knowledge, drop it on the mic, man.
I think he wants me to say it. I'll say it. I don't care. I ain't scared.
I'll say it. You want to say it?
Do you have it?
No, that's what I'm asking. Did you?
He just sent me a screen. He just sent me a screenshot of a Google search. I don't think he searched this.
No. I did not search it.
I think it just appeared on Google, and you're like, huh, I wonder.
Well, I looked up where ostriches are natively from, because that was in question.
Where they at?
Not Nebraska.
I knew that. I was just saying they might have had an ostrich there. And
Africa and some in Australia. And
yeah, idiot. They're mostly in Africa.
What I sent you guys is one of the other frequently asked questions.
So
about ostriches?
The frequently asked question is, are ostriches sexually attracted to humans? Yes, they are.
The answer is yes?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Does it give a reason why?
Nope.
The answer is just yes.
Well,
it says something else on
there. The person who answered it says, today I learned that ostriches are sexually aroused by humans.
Okay.
And then it says, the feeling is mutual.
Oh, Folky.
I need to dig more.
What are you doing, Folky?
Folky's over there looking up some weird stuff.
Folky's just over there going to town Googling ostriches.
But
when we said ostrich meat, Folky, we meant to eat.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, apparently they totally are. Apparently they totally
are. You say, like, actually 100% true, it's not a meme?
I've Googled this, and then, like, it just keeps on just popping up, being like, yeah, ostriches just keep falling in love with their owners.
I mean,
so that's a little weird, right?
Are dogs?
Yeah.
Think about it.
No, don't even. No!
No!
Do not corrupt.
Think about it.
No, they're not.
No, listen. You just said they fell in love. No, do not. Do not. This is my show.
Do not let him.
This is my show. Listen, you. It just said they can fall in love with their owners.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen a video of a dog humping its owner's leg or a? No. Hey.
Don't interrupt me.
I was still talking. It wasn't interrupting. I mean, how many times have you seen videos of dogs humping each like little legs of owners?
I see dogs hump everything. They don't discriminate.
I'm sure ostriches just don't. I'm just sure they have a preference.
Nah, they love humans.
They and love humans.
They are in love.
I think some dogs.
Thank you, Folky. Okay. Thank you, Folky.
Okay.
Thank you, Folky.
Okay, Folky. Okay, I see where you reside. But my dog, we have a mutual relationship. We are friends. We are family members.
Platonically?
Plutonic. My dog has never, ever tried to do something disgusting like
that. Has it ever licked you?
No, he's not really a licker. I mean, I'm sure he has, but he's not one of those.
But who's counting?
Who's counting dog licks out there?
I mean, we can just switch gears really quick because this has been a really weird intro to a segment.
Yeah, I'm just glad Folky introduced
me. I'm so glad you...
Ostriches have...
I'm going to tell people that now. I'm going to tell people that. I'm going to be like, hey, you might not think I'm hot, but I'm sure an ostrich somewhere thinks I'm hot.
Ostrich is in love with me somewhere.
Yeah. Little news right here. Middle Tennessee State and Troy getting creative with their scheduling.
Powerhouses?
Yeah. Powerhouses for their respective conferences, I feel like.
No, just overall college football, perennial powerhouses.
Okay. Whatever you want to say.
Yep.
But no, Middle Tennessee State and Troy did something really creative with their schedules that I think a lot of people are going to be looking to do from these mid-major schools that obviously the postseason and championships for D2 and D3 were canceled yesterday, but Power 5 schools are still waiting to release their schedules, and that kind of leaves the mid-major schools that are still FBS schools kind of in the fog. Well, Middle Tennessee State and Troy just decided to do it on their own. They scheduled a rare home-and-home series for this season. That's right. They will be playing each other twice in one season.
That's pretty cool.
I just thought it was interesting. I think it's a...
That is weird. I wonder if that's... No, it's totally been done before. It's been done in like the 1800s.
Yeah, it said a rare home-and-home, so yeah. I'm sure it happened a long time ago before there was a lot of college football teams.
Yeah, me and Tanner went back forever ago, and we're talking about... I think it was Nebraska's... some Midwest team, their national championships that they claim.
Oh, probably Michigan.
From like
It was Michigan.
It was Michigan.
Against YMCA teams.
Yeah, pretty much them playing like the same like school for the blind four times and going 5-1 and winning the national championship. Like,
but, you know, I think this is a really interesting thing. I think we can see a lot of teams doing this in the mid-major level. Because obviously, I mean,
you're getting robbed.
You saw the ACC. The ACC is the only team or the only conference right now that has scheduled non-conference games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Ten has released their schedule and the other three conferences haven't released theirs. Yet, I know the SEC is doing no non-conference games. I'm not positive about the Big 12. I think the Big 12 might be doing one. They are?
Probably.
Oh, okay, you nodded. I couldn't tell if it was an agreement or
just... I was just...
Nodding?
Yeah.
I got you.
I was just nodding to let you know I hear you. I'm very, yes, I am being, you know, receptive to what you're saying.
I definitely think this is going to be a thing that is much more common. And I wouldn't be mad if this is a much more common thing in general. To let the mid-majors play themselves out. Like, obviously, when you have a normal college football season, you can schedule a lot, but the next, at least this season and the season after next, and my guess is probably the season after that, too, are not going to be real normal seasons. Like, we're going to get, we're gonna have to get weird with it for every sport, and I think this is the perfect way of getting weird with it.
I'm cool with getting weird with it. I mean, because we're winning 10 games, as says Joel Klatt, so I'm down with it. I'm down with it.
Tennessee. I can't hate, like, I want to be mean to you, but I also don't want to bring you down because I love your optimism.
Be both Florida and Georgia.
Both of them.
We'll probably still lose to Alabama because Jerry Garantano will do something stupid, but...
Well, that's if Jerry Garantano is playing.
That's if Jerry Garantano will freaking knock on Harrison Bailey, please come save us.
Did you see the quote that... Speaking of Joel Klatt, I'm sorry. I just remembered a quote that I think you forgot to mention. Did you see it in the article where he said that we found a quarterback at the end of the season?
You had already moved on by the time I had like saw that, and I literally laughed out loud. I think you thought I was laughing to something you had said that like
wasn't funny.
You weren't even trying to be funny, but I laughed out loud and was like, "Huh,
that is a preposterous statement."
Good one, Joel. We got six on roster. Nobody knows who the quarterback is. Like what?
I mean, like, the only thing, we were talking about it on 3-Out this morning, the only thing I could possibly think he meant by finding a quarterback late is that we found Harrison Bailey late in the recruitment process. But even then, we were really early on him, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we've had him for, like, a year and a half, two years.
So. Like, so I don't know what Joel Klatt's talking about, but I love whatever he is talking about.
I think he just means that, like, we won games, because, like, Garantano wasn't just him all six games to close out the season.
That's for sure. I mean, Eric Gray had that Vanderbilt game and the Indiana game.
I mean,
Juwan Jennings went off in the South Carolina game.
Juwan Jennings played at quarterback some.
I mean, Juwan Jennings just went off every single game he's touched the field. But yeah, that will conclude this segment.
We don't have a quarterback. Let's make that clear, everybody.
We do not. I mean, we have a quarterback.
Until Harrison Bailey is the starting quarterback,
we do not have a quarterback, in your opinion. I think we have a quarterback. I'm not going to say
we have six on roster.
I'm not going to sit here and say we have a good quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and say we have a talented quarterback, but we do have a quarterback. We have a capable quarterback, and he showed himself both sides.
He looked all right.
But, like, you got to realize you take that one play away, even if we still lose that Alabama game, your whole entire opinion about Garantano changes, at least my opinion does.
Yeah, you can't do it. That's, like, the one, like, you can't do that. You can't do that. Like,
okay, but then again, what if it worked?
I would still be like, dude, you can't do that. That's a risk.
Football is a game of risk.
Here's the thing.
If we didn't get it, we would have been going for it on fourth down. That's a risk.
Here's the thing. If he had handed the ball off like he was supposed to.
It's a walk-in touchdown. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that.
It's a walk-in touchdown. He does not have the respect of his. He did not have the respect of his teammates at that time to even be able to pull off some stunt like that. He does not have the respect of the coaching staff to be able to do something like that, which is why Pruitt was about 8 miles up his ass when he did that. It's just you can't do that.
I agree with you.
You can't be a leader on this team and do something boneheaded like that.
I agree with you. I just wanted to pick your brain about it.
Juwan Jennings wouldn't do that.
I mean, Juwan Jennings did get himself kicked off the team, stomped on a dude's face mask after a play in Vanderbilt.
Whoa. We do not slander the dog.
No, I love the dog, but, like, that happened.
Did he stomp it, though?
He definitely stomped it. I mean,
on a scale of, like...
No, with 100% conclusive ability, I can say now like that one, there is no punishment available for him, he stomped his head.
On a scale from, like, 1 to Ndamukong Suh.
I mean, probably, like a Greg Hardy.
Like a 6.
Okay. All yeah, right. we'll play Whatever. Birthdays on the other side. 865-546. You didn't do birthdays
yet. No, I do
yet.
Have
okay.
birthdays. I have
okay.
birthdays. I forgot.
You scared me for a second.
I forgot. I have
you scared
birthdays.
Me for a second.
I have good birthdays.
We have good birthdays?
Yeah,
okay.
We have good birthdays.
Overtime will continue on the other side. Fan Run Radio will be back shortly.
Your pet is an important part of your family, and when he or she is ill, you want the best medical care available. The vets and staff at Admiral Vet are ready to provide your pet with cutting-edge veterinary medical care. From wellness exams and vaccines to advanced diagnostics and complex surgical procedures, your dog, cat, or ferret will receive high-quality care at Admiral Vet. Located at 204 North Watt Road, give them a call, 865-675-1833. That's Admiral Vet. And online at AdmiralVet.com.
Drive through Carbine. Hey, it's Jamie with Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike, and we're keeping everybody safe out here with Drive Through Carbine. We're making it so easy, safe, and as always, very affordable. Here's how it works. You drive into the lot and fill out your credit application online, or we'll hand you a sanitized clipboard to fill out your credit app on the spot. Take your test drive, fill out the paperwork, and drive away happy in your safe new ride. And here's the best part. No payments for 180 days. That's 6 months. So you've got time to get back on your feet. Our vehicles are sanitized and we're using steering wheel covers and gloves for your safety. And everything is done from our website at albanfranklinmotors.com or on the phone at 865-693-9315. It's Alban Franklin Motors drive through car buying right here on Kingston Pike. We own the bank and we'll get you financed, and there's no payments for 180 days. Folks, that's 6 months. Check out our inventory online at albanfranklinmotors.com, 9711 Kingston Pike across from the Chop House, 865-693-9315. AlbanFranklinMotors.com.
Are you ready for a career change? Do you feel that your current company culture isn't fostering your entrepreneurial spirit? It's time to take control of your future and join one of the 2019 top workplaces in Knoxville at Axel Logistics. Axel Logistics offers an award-winning company culture and uncapped earning potential, and no logistics experience is required. Apply today at AxelLogistics.com. Come and work for one of Selling Power's top 50 places to sell for in the country. Axel Logistics. Build your empire.
You've heard a lot about CBD oil in the news this year. Pain management, anxiety, and sleep disorders are just a few of the conditions CBD can help with. And National RX is your home for high-quality, Ananda Professional CBD products. Stop by National RX and ask one of their friendly pharmacists which Ananda Professional CBD product is right for you. And yes, for our out-of-town listeners, National RX will ship CBD directly to your door. Just order online at NationalRx.com. National RX, 11134 Kingston Pike, next to Wendy's in Farragut.
Jet's Pizza in Farragut is West Knoxville's home for great pizza, great drinks, and great sports watching. Bring the whole family for an affordable dining experience, or head over to the bar to watch the game and take part in the best happy hour in town, featuring $2 and $3 pints daily from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. And don't forget half-price wings every Wednesday for dining customers from 5 to 10 p.m. Jet's Pizza on Kingston Pike in Farragut. Call 865-675-0505 to have it delivered.
Hey folks, there's been a lot of talk in the news recently about the benefits of CBD oil. And the best place to purchase high quality CBD oil in Knoxville is at National RX in Farragut. National RX sells Ananda Professional CBD oil, the highest quality CBD oil you can find anywhere. Ananda Professional sells only to pharmacies so that you can be assured of the quality of the oil you're getting. And as a special offer to Fan Run listeners, you can now bring in any competitor's empty bottle of CBD oil, and National RX will give you a 30% discount on a new bottle of the Ananda brand. That's right, 30%! National RX pharmacists can explain to you how the uptake of CBD oil works in the body, as well as helping you understand all the benefits of quality CBD oil. National RX, 11134 Kingston Pike in Farragut. Call 865-392-1770 for more information, or go online to nationalrx.com.
Folky, I think it's time for the game. Fade that down. Play that music, man. Play that music, white boy.
There it
there
is.
There we go.
It's time for the game.
You're
How
gonna,
about I take
Are you going to talk over it?
How about I take the
Are you going to talk over it?
Yeah. It's,
go ahead. You got it.
I'm the host of birthdays.
Okay.
All right, guys, we got some good birthdays today. Just to be truthful, I did. They're much better today than yesterday. I have 7 birthdays, all names that I know.
Oh, thank
all
God.
Names that you guys should know,
okay
should know.
Fair enough.
We'll start off.
Did you do any This Days in Histories or anything to prep for OT?
I can easily find one.
That wasn't meant to be condescending. That was meant just as an actual question.
Yeah, we have 7. If you guys don't know one, then we can settle it if need be.
Actually, I changed my mind. That was meant to be condescending.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I'll try not to be like you, Will, and just read the name.
Were you listening that day, Folky? I just read Ryan Lochte's name.
Yeah, he was just like,
Ryan Lochte.
He's Ryan Lochte. He's and then you
a
went,
swimmer.
I just read the name. Okay, so we have first birthday. This is the one I'm most not 100% positive if you guys will get it. We are now starting.
Neil Armstrong.
No, that was yesterday. Remember, David told us.
My bad.
Her birthday is today. She was born in 1911. She would be
Eleanor Roosevelt.
She would be 109 years old. She died in 1989 at the age of 77. She was an actress. She was
Nancy Reagan.
She is an icon
Elizabeth
on
Taylor.
TV. People know her mostly.
Lucy?
Lucille Ball.
He got it. Give he it to it. Yeah, he got the full name.
Lucille Ball.
Good
nice.
Work.
Nice, Folky.
I would
Lucy's a great show.
Fantastic
oh, no, I,
show.
I
fantastic
just know her
show.
By Lucy, though.
Yeah.
In a million years, I would have never gotten that last name.
Lucille Ball.
So I'll give it to Folky.
Give it to Folky? Okay, 1 point Folky. All right, we move on. Our next birthday is a radio/TV personality.
Howard Stern.
No. He is 47 years old today. He was born in New York City. He is a co-host on a radio show on ESPN.
Stephen A. Smith.
Nope.
Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman.
It was one of those two.
Yeah.
Let's go. 1-1.
Max Kellerman's birthday. Happy birthday, Max Kellerman. All right, this is another one I'm a little worried about. I don't know if you guys will know this, but here we go. Okay, this is an actress. She is 47 years old today, born in 1973. She has been nominated for an Academy Award for a movie called Up in the Air. She was also in Source Code. She was in The Conjuring, The Departed. She portrays Norma Bates in Bates Motel.
Oh.
She was in a show, a Netflix miniseries called When They See Us. She had her directorial debut with the drama Higher Ground. She was...
Initials?
Folky,
you have any idea before we do initials?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have
VF.
Huh.
See, it's I know you know her face. I know 100% fact that you know her face. But, see, the only reason I picked this name is because I watched a movie with my girlfriend one time, and she said, oh, that's blank. And I said, how do you know that person's name? And she said, who doesn't know that person? So I thought,
wow.
I thought I was the idiot. So apparently, joke's on her, nerd.
VF?
VF. Okay, 3.
Vladimir Putin.
That's it. It's Vladimir Putin. No, it's Vera Farmiga.
Oh, I would have never
what?
Got that.
Vera Farmiga.
Who is that?
It's the Conjuring.
Show me a picture.
The Conjuring Lady.
See, I don't do horror movies.
The Conjuring Lady?
Yep, don't do horror movies.
The Conjuring Lady.
See, I like to watch movies that are funny.
Okay.
Watching horror movies is like eating spicy food. It's giving you pain for
horror
no reason.
Movies, not if you're not a baby. All right.
Overtime, what's your name?
All right. Okay, we got another one coming up. It's a really good one. We got Folky on the phone. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing good. Sorry, Folky can't participate right now. We got a phone call.
We don't want to be talking in his ears. But this next one's really good.
Is it really good?
I actually think you'll both know.
I'm kind of upset though. I'm gonna keep going with my horror movies take because I hate them so much. Like it's like controlled anxiety for no reason.
They're really good though. Like you can watch
I've never
really
watched
one.
A horror movie, and I don't know. I like watching movies not to entertain myself, but to think. And horror movies never make me think anything other than when can I turn this off?
Okay, well, moving on to the next one because that's a bad take. It is this guy's birthday today.
Wait, what's the score? 1-1 still? Yeah, no one got that. Sorry.
It's 1-1. That Vera Farmiga, you're canceled. I literally closed the tab as I said that. Okay, this guy right here, he is 50 years old today. He is a director. He was a filmmaker and actor who rose to fame for his 1999 suspense film, The Sixth Sense.
In Night Shyamalan.
I paused. I was like, okay, sorry, Folky. Apparently this day's heavily skewed. Well, no, he got Lucille Ball. Okay.
Yeah.
2-1 Will, doing well. All right, we move on. All right. This man is 55 years old today. He is a retired NBA player. He is a 10-time All-Star and was a Hall of Famer. He won NBA championships in 1999, 2003, and was NBA MVP in 1995. He played for the San Antonio Spurs.
Tim Duncan? David Robinson?
David Robinson. Come on, folks, you gotta be quicker. I know you had it.
I'll get it next time.
next year I got it.
Next time I got it.
3-1.
3-1. Well. All right. Our next guy, 25 years old, football player, plays in the NFL. I'm really trying to not make this one super easy.
Is it Christian McCaffrey?
No. Running back. Drafted in the third round of the 2017 NFL draft after a successful college career at Toledo.
Aaron Jones?
Oh, Kareem Hunt.
Oh, good pull.
Go Browns.
Good pull.
There we go.
I didn't want to say Chiefs because that would have instantly gave it away. I actually didn't know you would know he went to Toledo. All right. 3-2.
If he ties this, you got to go this day, right? Because this is the last one.
I actually don't know if you guys will even get this one. This one's a long shot. Actually, no, it's not. I just don't know if you guys will know the name. And I kind of feel bad because I feel like, okay, never mind. I'll just do it. This guy's 39 years old today. I forgot he existed. He's a rapper. He was the lead vocalist in a hip-hop group. Gym Class Heroes.
Not ringing a bell.
Okay. Their song Billionaire was a number 4 Billboard Top 100 hit.
What year?
I don't know. Probably like 2010.
Is it, what's that guy's name?
I don't know, man.
Bruno Mars?
Nope.
No, you said, what was the name of the song?
Billionaire.
Is it Rich Dollaz?
Nope. No, whoa. Oh, Folky, like in the rap. Okay.
He was on the TV show Catfish. That's how I know
nope.
That.
Folky.
His cousin is rapper Tyga.
Ty Dolla Sign?
Nope. Yes. No. No, it's not Ty Dolla Sign.
You
no.
can't.
What is it?
Initials?
I'm trying to look up more songs. TM.
Is that a song or is that his initials?
That is his initials.
Tracy Morgan.
You guys didn't listen to Gym Class Heroes?
No.
Really? Really? They were good. Really good.
Tony Montana?
Nope.
I have no idea. Those are the only two TMs I know.
Okay, so I guess we're going to go to This Day in History.
Will you tell us who it is?
Travie McCoy.
Yeah, no, there is. No.
I was thinking I couldn't get you the name heard Tracy McCoy? McGrady out of my head.
No idea who Travie McCoy is.
He wasn't that, I mean, he wasn't not big, but like he just kind of disappeared. Okay, well, we'll do This Day in History. Give me just 1 second to pull this up.
Wait, did I technically win?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's 3-2. This Day in History will just tie it.
No, we missed two. We need to do two This Day in History.
Okay.
Because you guys didn't get two of them.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm not mad.
Okay. I need to get these stupid ads off my screen. I can pick one here. Okay. We will go with...
Oh, while you're looking, happy birthday shout out to my mom. It's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday.
Okay. On this day in 1945, Paul Tibbetts, commander of Enola Gay, does what? Come on, Will. Let's straighten up here.
That was a good one.
Let's go, man.
Enola Gay, straighten up.
Yep.
You read the question again? I was laughing.
Paul Tibbetts, in 1945, the commander of the Enola Gay, drops
drops the bomb, Hiroshima?
Correct.
I win.
Will wins.
I win.
Congrats, Will.
Thanks.
Okay, just for fun.
Wait, hold on. We talked about that before the show. How did it take both of us dead silence to get that?
Yeah, that's why I was literally like, in 1945.
45.
Yeah.
I kept hearing 95.
Nope.
That's user error. I'm sorry.
User error.
You were like, dang, what happened in 95?
I know. I couldn't think of it. Because I was like,
what did he drop?
Hiroshima
what?
Happened today. But
I don't know a band name N'Gay. What did N'Gay drop in the 90s?
God, I'm telling you, man, this website focuses purely on bad news.
Well, that's what mostly history is just bad news told. I mean, down over history, that way we won't repeat our mistakes, even though we always repeat our mistakes.
I guess. Where was that at? What did I just see? Oh, on this day in 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signs...
Civil Rights Act?
Nope.
Is it just signs blank?
No.
65?
It's the Voting Rights Act.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to guess that. I was probably going to say like a peace treaty with Vietnam or something. But that was 70s. No, that was after his time. That was way after his time.
Yeah.
All right. GG. Good game, Falcon.
It was a good game.
That was pretty good hosting by you.
At least I had better birthdays today. Vera Farmiga, I thought was a long shot. My stupid girlfriend. Blame her. I thought she's the one who tricked me into thinking that was a household name. Turns out. No one knows who the hell that is, so...
I mean, it's better than whoever the gym rat boys are.
Bro, look up Gym Class Heroes. There's some... Actually...
Travie McCoy.
Travie McCoy.
Whenever we get off air, I'm going to play you guys some music and go, oh, that's not that bad.
Travie McCoy, again, just another backup SEC quarterback name.
Travie McCoy.
Travis McCoy. Yeah.
Colt McCoy.
Now entering the game, number 14, Travis McCoy. Travis is from Middle Tennessee. Yeah. And it just goes on from there. He's like 6'1".
Yeah, I actually don't know where this guy's from.
195. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Everyone who's still listening, thank you for listening.
We love you.
We do. We really do. I mean, I know I mean it.
I mean it a lot.
Falky, do you mean it?
Yes.
That wasn't very convincing. This has been Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Be back tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. Possibly streaming, probably not tonight, but definitely Friday night through the weekend, correct?
Yeah, possibly not tonight. If something happens, go to Fox Sports Knoxville on Twitch. Make sure you hit that follow button. We stream as much as we can. If you hit the follow button, you get notifications for when we go live.
For sure.
Come chat, hang out. It's always a good time.
Yeah, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Love you guys.
FM 105.7 and AM 1340, WKGN Knoxville and W.